Rise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's Coffee, Conversation, and Country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory to begin your Sunday. That wind chill value between 10 and 20 below zero. Mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the middle teens. A south-to-southwest wind will increase to 25 miles per hour. Plenty of clouds tonight with lows staying in the middle teens. It's 12 at our studios.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. Next up, Drew, this is one of the all-time greatest, I think, revenge songs, at least from like the 90s, early 2000s. That is How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
It absolutely is arguably the greatest. And one of the reasons is it took the old adage, which is the best way to get revenge is to lead a good life. It took that and it turned it into basically a power anthem. And our boy Toby is celebrating how great his life is to this woman who, my understanding is, all she really did was reject him. So it's such a hilarious thing to do a whole song dedicated to a person who simply said, "Nah, I don't want to date you." That's so petty. So it's petty revenge, which is fun. And it's revenge in the sense of he didn't do anything to her. He just is like, "Hey, look how great I am now, huh? What about me?" It's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the interesting things about playing the song now is I think it came out about 20 years ago, and at least the music video was supposed to be like a 20-year high school reunion where they were playing this song. You know, he was playing this song on the football field or whatever, and I think that's hilarious for anybody who has a 20-year reunion coming up. I'm sure there's a few of them playing this song in the back of their head.
I don't think I'm that petty. Maybe I am. I might walk out to it. Who knows?
All right. Well, here is How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? Me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? How do you
Well, Drew, it's no accident that we're playing the Chicks next. I did that on purpose because this song, Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks, I think is actually probably about Toby Keith, at least in part.
It's definitely about Toby Keith. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on the Chick side in that little battle. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on Toby Keith's side in that little battle. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't care whose side you're on. If you say you don't like cancel culture, then you have to be against what Toby Keith did to the Chicks. And the fact that they wrote this song about that and it's a hit is the sweetest revenge. They took his little song, How Do You Like Me Now, and they flipped it on its head and threw it right back at him. And it's beautiful. And I saw them headline Bonnaroo. You know, he didn't headline Bonnaroo. They did. So I think he won the first round of that series. You know, they got played, kicked off the radio, et cetera, and I think they won in the long run. And I know that's going to make a lot of people pull over right now and have to take a few breaths, and they're mad at me, and I get that. But the Chicks are wildly successful, even if you don't personally listen to them now. They're huge across all genres. And Toby's, of course, still doing good, too, you know, going on Fox and talking about the economy or whatever he's doing. So they're all having good careers, but it's a great little revenge tale.
This is a song that the Chicks put out kind of on their comeback tour, which was, I think, like 2007, 2008, something like that, maybe 2006. And I thought it was so interesting when it came out. I was a big fan of theirs. And I was frustrated back then about the cancel culture. I don't think we had the word for it back then, but it totally was, you know, anybody that was saying anything that didn't go straight in line with what, you know, the powers that be told you to think. I mean, they got canceled right away. And it was interesting because everybody kind of knew they were on this comeback tour. And this was one of the key singles that they released. And I thought it was so smart because they're like, yeah, we're back, but it doesn't mean we're going to be nice. It doesn't mean that we're taking anything that we said back.
Well, they knew that they could get an audience for it one way or the other. And I think the internet had a lot to do with that. And again, I'm not trying to take sides. It's probably clear whose side I was on at the time, but that's because I'm for free speech. But I think that doing this song is a great way to sort of put it to bed, though, too. He is rich and has a great career and millions of fans. They are rich. They have a great career and millions of fans. At the end of the day, what they did kind of didn't matter in the long term, but this song is a nice little bow on the end of that story.
Absolutely. Well, here is Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks.
I'm not ready to make what's good, forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
This next song we're going to feature is by one of my favorite artists by the name of Lindy Ortega. Lindy is one of those people who falls under that catch-all term Americana. She has country, folk, a lot of Western, and a lot of traditional Mexican music in her sound. And it's another great revenge song called Murder of Crows, which I love that title for a song.
Yeah, I love country songs that have the play on words in the title and in the song. It's like going to a good salon or barbershop. I feel like in a small town, you have to have the like play on words in the name of the place. Like, I just love, like, you
yes.
know what I mean? I was like,
oh, dude, there's everyone listening right now either owns, their wife owns, or someone in their family owns, you know, like Cut to the Chase or whatever it is.
Yeah. I love that. And I feel like it can come across as cheesy. But I also love when people take it really like serious and they put a lot of time into it and they find like unconventional ways to do it and kind of more of that deep cut way to do it. And I feel like Murder of Crows is playing off of that phrase. I love it here. And I think it just fits with the song.
Did you say deep cut to do it on purpose? Is that one in your town? Deep Cuts by Sissy?
I'm sure.
We had To Die For, D-Y-E.
Oh, yeah.
To get your hair colored there.
Yeah, absolutely. To Die For, I feel like, is one everywhere. But I love that. I feel like it's a whole small town thing. Everybody should take pride in that. All right. Well, here is Murder of Crows by Lindy Ortega.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, we're going to hear from Loretta Lynn, Bobby Bear, and Porter Wegg, so stick around.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Caught him everything under the sun, kind of under my breath, and when I was done, slammed my bedroom door, did some stomping around on my bedroom floor. Dad walked in, no knock, no gray, said, if you think I walked in like I own this place, boy, it's 'cause I do. And I've got some things I wanna call you to. You're a son of a mama, you're a son of a dad, who will never stop loving you and being there and giving you everything they have. Someday you're gonna get it, boy, you'll admit it, boy, just like I did with my old man. You're a son of a mama, a son of a dad, who'll give a damn. Took the keys to my new used car, pulled along as you're living under my roof car. I always hated what it called tough love, but now I thank the good Lord above. I'm a son of a mama, a son of a dad, who will never stop loving me and being there and giving me everything.
This is Rudy Gatlin, the Gatlin Brothers, and my songs sound better right here on Country Legends 24/7.
105.5 FM.
Love is just a game that everybody plays. And when the game's over, not everybody. Some play the game and lose. Some play the game and win. The winners walk out laughing. The losers cry, deal again. Lady, you and I. Except for the pain. It's a simple matter. It don't matter anymore. 'Cause love is just a game that everybody plays. And when the game is over, walk out laughing, the losers cry deal again.
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Seeing what you wanted to see, darling, don't say a word. I've already heard what your body's saying to mine. You're tired of fast move, you've got a slow groove on your mind. You want a man with a slow hand. You want a lover with an touch. You want somebody who will spend some time, not come and go in a heated rush. Baby, believe me, I understand. When it comes to love, you want a slow hand. You got somebody who will spend some time, not come and go in a heated rush. Baby, believe me, I understand. When it comes to love, you want a slow hand. You want a lover with an easy touch. You got somebody who will spend some time with you, baby.
Hi, everybody. This is Randy Travis.
105.5 FM.
I took you for granted so many years. I gave you no hope, broken promises and tears. But when I was down, it was you who was there to pick up the pieces and show me you care.
do we part, forsaking all others? I'll give you my heart. Through good times and bad times, wherever we are, forever together in each other. What we had all along, and you had the love and the faith to go on. It took some time, but now I realize that I see it all when I look in your eyes. Forever together, till death do we part, forsaking all others, I'll give you
back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. It's a great theme that we're playing today. Next up, we're going to hear Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
I get excited every time I hear the song. I get excited every time I hear a reference to the song. I get excited every time I hear someone say Loretta Lynn's name because I start thinking about this song. I think that my type is an aunt who's willing to fight. I think that's the kind of woman I'm into, and I think this song is the anthem of an aunt who's willing to fight.
Yeah, I love the fighting songs, and kind of, I don't know what year this came out. I guess I should have looked that up before I said it, but I love that generation of artists, of the women artists that have that fight in them. Obviously, Dolly Parton does, Loretta Lynn, and I love that duality. I especially see it in the South of, like, you know, manners, but I'll fight. And I love a person with manners that's willing to fight.
Absolutely. If you have too many manners and you're not willing to fight, you're just gonna get, you know, you're gonna get run over. You're gonna get bowled over. You're gonna have some lady take your man, but not Loretta. Not without going to Fist City first. And by the way, she's the mayor. She's the alderman. She's on the school board. She's the cops. She's all that at Fist City.
All right. Here is Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. You better detour around my town, 'cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough, and I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're hot stuff. You bite off more than you can chew,
better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's Coffee City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town, 'cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a send my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't that, he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't want to go to Fifth City. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't want to go to Fifth City.
Matt, this next song is by someone who I consider to be one of the greats in country music and arguably one of the most underrated. Probably depending on who you're talking to and what generation they're from, but Bobby Bear seems to get a little looked over when we talk about the greats of yesteryear. He's not quite mentioned in the same air as, say, a George Jones, but I think he belongs there. And the song Marie Laveau, for those who don't know, the Marie Laveau story is a dark, twisted, could only happen in New Orleans story. And as a side note, my wife is obsessed with that story. Marie Laveau owned, what's the phrase we can use on the radio, Matt? What kind of business did she run? A brothel? We're allowed to say brothel?
I think you're allowed to say brothel.
She ran a brothel, but she also had a hobby. You want to tell the people what the hobby was?
I actually don't know.
Oh, she was a serial killer.
Oh, right. I did know that.
Yeah. What a woman. What a successful American story.
You could be anything in America. You could be two things.
Especially,
you could be two things.
Yeah, especially in the 1800s, and you were a woman. You couldn't be many things, actually, but those are two things you could be.
All right, well, here's Marie Laveau by Bobby Bear.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. There's a lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses. Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go. Another man done gone. She lives in a swamp. Seen y'all messing around there, she go. Another man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand, made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. If she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
All right, Drew, the next song we're going to play is The Cold Hard Facts by Porter Wagoner. I love going back and listening to the old Porter Wagoner songs. Obviously, we play a lot of Dolly on here. I really like that sound from that classic legends country sound. And Porter Wagoner is somebody that I think consistently is at the top of those lists.
Yeah, Porter Wagoner, like you said, has that classic sound. And I'm not going to say he was responsible for Dolly Parton's sound or success, but obviously helped get her career started. I also love that classic sound. It's a great song by a great, great, arguably underrated country singer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially today when you go back and you listen to how we got to where we are, especially with some of the newer artists coming out that have that throwback sound, I think there's a lot of influence from Porter Wagoner. In the newer stuff that's coming out now with that throwback sound. One of the things I love, I mean, you hear it with Waylon Jennings, you hear it with Merle Haggard and others, is just kind of that, I think the Cold Hard Facts, I mean, that's just a great title for that type of music. I mean, I feel like you could hear your uncles or your grandpa or whatever. I mean, it's like riding in the truck, listening to a song like this. It just all fits.
Well, Three Chords and the Truth was meant to be a way to describe this type of country music, but also in and of itself is a sort of poetic title. And that's all The Cold Hard Facts of Life. It's a reference to that. There's a type of art, there's a subgenre inside country music, if you will, of, hey, when I put music out, it's nothing but the truth. And that appeals to people, of course, because, you know, we get BS all the time. And I'm not saying Porter Wagoner's never, ever given any BS, but he's saying in this song, I'm not going to.
All right. Here's The Cold Hard Facts of Life by Porter Wagoner.
I got back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home. For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in, my mind not on the cold hard facts of life. A stranger stood there laughing by the counter. He said, I'll take two bottles of your best. Her husband's out of town and there's a party. He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life. I drove around the block till I was dizzy. Each time the noise came louder from within. And then I saw our bottle there beside me. And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
who told who the cold hard facts of life.
All right, next up, we're going to hear from Miranda Lambert, Justin Townes Earl, and Chris Knight. So stick around.
The First Lady of Country Music, Tammy Wynette.
I think we all get a title of some sort, you know, whether it's right or wrong. They came up with First Lady because I was I walked into my producer's office one day and he said, did you know you were the First Lady? And I said, First Lady to do what? He said, the First Lady to sell a million albums in country. And I said, no. And so that's where the title came from. And I was married to George Jones at the time. And he said, I want to do an album called Me and the First Lady. So we did that.
105.5 FM.
Our little boy is 4 years old and quite a little man, so we spell out the words we don't want him to understand, like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E, but the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-D will be going away. I love you both and this will be pure H-E-double-L for me. His fifth birthday, and he thinks C-U-S-T-O-D-Y spells fun or play. I spell out all the hurting words and turn my head when I speak, 'cause I can't spell away this hurt that's dripping down my cheek. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-D will be going away. I love you both and this will be pure H-E-double-L for me.
I'm Joe Bonzo with the Oak Ridge Boys, and we've got more country legends 24/7 on the way.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 13. South winds up to 20, maybe 25 miles per hour at times. For Monday, cloudy skies, 30 degrees. Some freezing drizzle or snow for Monday night into Tuesday. Lows in the mid-20s, highs on Tuesday around 33.
Currently, 13 degrees.
Night is falling on this honky-tonk city. Country music spilling out on the street. Well, it sure can sound good to a hard-working man at the end of a hard work. Him when he left.
This is Willie Nelson.
I've got a long list of real good reasons for all the things I've done. I've got a picture in the back of my mind of what I've lost and what I've won. I've survived every situation, knowing when to freeze and when to run. And regret is just a memory written on my brow, and there's nothing I can do about it now. I've got a wild and a restless spirit. I held my price through every deal. I've seen the fire of a woman scorned turn her heart of gold to steel. I've got the song of the voice inside me set to the rhythm of the wheel. And I've been dreaming like a child since the cradle broke the bow, and there's nothing I can do about it now. Running through the changes, going through the stages, coming round the corners in my life, leaving doubt to fate, staying out too late, waiting for the moon to say goodnight. And I could cry for the time I've wasted, but that's a waste of time and tears. And I know just what I'd change if I went back in time somehow, but there's nothing I can do about it now.
Tracy Lawrence on Time Marches On.
Time Marches On was one of those big marquee records. Of course, Sticks and Stones was a breakout for me, and then Came Back Alibis was a massive hit. And I remember Don and I had been looking for songs. I was sitting in his office over at Sony Tree one afternoon, and Bobby Braddock had come in. He said, "Man, I just got this done. I just got it out of the studio, and I brought it straight to you." And he left, and Don and I sat there and listened to the song a couple of times, and I immediately put it on hold. Well, when Bobby left, he went to Ronnie Dunn. And Ronnie Dunn, 30 minutes after I'd already put it on hold, tried to put it on hold. So it came very close to being a Brooks and Dunn song. But I just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
CBS News Brief. Ahead of the primary in his state Tuesday, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu told NBC he didn't think Trump or Biden was fit for the job.
We always want to go forward in America, right? We always want that next generation. Neither of these guys represent the next generation.
As the cold snap across the country continues, there have been at least 89 weather-related deaths. And National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says the bitterly cold is still with us today.
We're looking at high temperatures, struggling to get above 40 degrees all the way from the southern plains, Texas, Oklahoma, all the way over into the southeastern U.S.
Americans were hurt during an attack on an airbase in Iraq. CBS's Nancy Cordes with details.
At least two U.S. troops in Iraq were injured when their airbase came under heavy rocket and missile fire from what U.S. officials say are Iran-backed militias.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 13. South winds up to 20, maybe 25 miles per hour at times. For Monday, cloudy skies, 30 degrees. Some freezing drizzle or snow for Monday night into Tuesday. Lows in the mid-20s, highs on Tuesday around 33.
Currently, 13 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What you would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, but she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl.